Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. Good evening, sir. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. Sir, we just conducted an opinion survey, and we would like to include your response to the study that we are conducting about the upcoming elections. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me what is the highest level of school that you have completed, the highest degree that you have received? High school graduates, some college, but not a degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree? Can you share your opinion?
I'm not interested in the survey, bro.
Understood.
I appreciate your answers.
Yeah. All your answers are completely confidential. Believe me, there's no way they can be traced back to you. It's just a study. Can you reconsider just for the sake of a research? And whatever you don't feel like answering, you don't have to answer. Okay.
Yeah.
What is the highest level?
I got a...
Yes, sir?
I got a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. Hey, believe me, we appreciate you taking the time to help us. And whenever you don't feel like answering a question, just let me know, okay? We move on. But are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin, or yes or no?
No.
Okay. What is your race, just for statistical purpose only? White, Black, African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian?
African-American.
Thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote? Well, like many people, you are not registered to vote.
I'm registered to vote.
You are. Now, sir, as you may know, there will be elections for the president, the U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50?
I'm a vote.
So almost certain or probably? How should I record your answer?
Certain.
Oh, sir.
I'm voting.
Thank you, sir. Understood. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election? On the scale from 0 to 10, a 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated. What number from 0 to 10?
A 10.
Not 10, extremely motivated. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community where you live? Can you please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10? A 0 means that you feel like your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that you feel that your vote has a lot of power. What number?
I would say in the middle.
About 5?
About 5.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I appreciate your patience. Believe me. Now, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Let me read real quick the ones I have. Criminal justice reform, police violence, abortion, racism and discrimination, jobs in the economy, crime and violence, healthcare, the cost of living and inflation, immigration, voting rights and democracy, climate change, student loan forgiveness, or Israel-Palestine conflict. If you have to choose 2, the most important issues for you.
Jobs
and the economy. Okay, another one?
Yeah, jobs and the economy. I thought healthcare. That was another one. Sorry.
Yeah,
healthcare as well.
Okay.
If that's a selection. Yeah.
That is a selection, sir. Now, moving on.
Okay.
I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10. Now, 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And 5 means that you don't feel neither warm or cold, you know, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. And if you don't know, if you never heard the people or groups, please let me know, okay, so we can move on. Now, the first one,
okay, the
Republicans in Congress, from 0 to 10, how you feel about them? Republican in Congress.
5.
A 5, okay. And Democrats in Congress, from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. And Donald Trump, from 0 to 10, how do you feel? Yes, sir. Any number.
I don't know.
Like I said, there's no right. there's no right or wrong answers. And then all your answers are completely confidential. They're just doing the study. Okay, how about Hakeem Jeffries? Hakeem Jeffries. You recognize the name?
Nah.
Okay. And how about Joe Biden?
Five.
0 to 5. Okay. And Kamala Harris from 0 to 10? Yes, sir?
Probably at 3.
A 3? Okay. Thank you. Now, moving right along. Sir, if the 2024 election for president were held today, and you have to decide today, from who would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party, or an independent candidate? Or are you undecided? Or you will not vote?
I'm undecided on that yet.
Okay, understood. Because
neither one of them. Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, understood. No, I'm listening. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you have to choose, from who would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third-party independent candidate, or still undecided? Let's say you have to choose today. And just for the sake of research, you still be... I know you're going to have to do more research.
Biden.
Know. Okay.
Biden.
Thank you. Now,
and that's only because some of the policies that were put in place since he's been in, that's helped.
And we're going to talk about that.
Veterans and helped other people. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yes, we move right along. I'm glad you mentioned it. See, if you have to choose, for who would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden, if you have to choose one of them?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or you would not vote for the Congress?
I'm undecided on that. I got to do a lot more research.
Understood. But if you have to choose, for who would you vote? Will you vote for the Republican candidate for Congress or the Democrat for Congress?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, would you say your life was better under President Biden? Better under President Trump or about the same under both presidents? How do you feel?
About the same.
About the same thing. And would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would make no difference to you one way or the other? Now, are you much more likely to support a candidate who wants to build black wealth? Will that make you to support him much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely? Or it makes no difference?
That's you can't really answer that question because the president is responsible for everybody, not just, black people.
I'm sorry, but this is focused because a lot of when it comes to politics, sir, they target certain groups of people, and when it comes to your vote, sometimes your vote is the one they need for them to win. Now, this is about the support that you're going to give a candidate for Congress, not the president. But for the Congress, okay? Will you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? A candidate who wants to build black wealth. Would that make you to support that candidate much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or it makes no difference to you for that candidate to go to Congress?
Slightly more.
So somewhat more likely? Should I record that as your answer?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Now, a candidate whose their priority or traits is to protect abortion rights. Same question. Will you support that candidate for Congress much more, somewhat less, or much less likely? Or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference.
Okay. And how about a candidate who brings down prices and make the cost of living more affordable? Much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
more likely.
Much more likely, okay. And
yeah.
A candidate whose priority when he goes to Congress is affected candidate and gets things done. Will you be much more likely to support for a candidate like that for Congress? Someone more, someone
yes.
less, much less, much more. Okay.
More.
If not, a candidate who fights racism and discrimination. Same question, same options.
Say that again.
A candidate whose priority when he goes to Congress or his trade, it would be to fight racism and discrimination. Will you be more likely, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support a candidate like that? Or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference.
Okay. How about a candidate who's too woke? Much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
Hey, how about a candidate who's honest and ethical? Much more?
Yes.
Much more. Thank you. And moving right along. So for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on your own personal opinion. You know, the best thing you can do on the scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. A 5 means it describes them somewhat well. And a 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Okay, as a whole, the Democrats in Congress wants to build black wealth from 0 to 10. How well do you think that phrase describes them? From 0 to 10?
I would say currently right now, I would say like a 5.
Okay.
Somewhere
now. Somewhat well, okay. Now, how about brings down prices and make the cost of living more affordable? How well do you think that phrase describes Democrats in Congress from 0 to 10?
I would say a 3 on that.
Okay. And how about secures the border from 0 to 10?
A 0.
Okay, and how about puts people over politics? What number?
I would say a 7 with that.
A 7, okay. How about looks out for people like me? How well do you think that phrase describes the Democrats in Congress from 0 to 10? Looks out for people like me. From 0 to 10, what number?
I would say about a 7 as well.
Okay, and how about grows the economy? What number?
I would say a 6.
Okay, and how about...
infrastructure bill and all that.
Oh, understood.
Go ahead.
How about defense democracy? How well do you think that phrase describes them from 0 to 10?
I say about a 6.
About a 6. Thank you, sir. And I do appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, now I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. And for each one, please rate the statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, a 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and a 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. Now, you may use any number between 0 to 10. Now, remember, Congress is where they make all the laws and approve everything that affects us. Now, here's the first one. This is one of the statements that people have made. As an entrepreneur, I have been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to the Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing black businesses' ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years. Now, from 0 to 10, how motivated it makes you feel to vote for Democrats for Congress? This is one of the statements that people make. And these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, you know. I know you're going to do more research, mm-hmm. but from right now, from 0 to 10, how motivated is that statement makes you feel from 0 to 10?
About a 7.
Okay, and here's the next one. As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. What number from 0 to 10?
I'd say about a 5.
Okay, and as a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provide real relief and help working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic. What number?
I'd say about a 5.
Okay. And as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash release checks that came my way under the Democratic legislation during the pandemic. What number?
Like a 6.
Okay. And as a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise will not have received if Democrats in Congress have not expanded coverage to me and the 2.7 million other Black Americans under the Affordable Care Act. How motivated does that statement make you feel to vote for Democrats in Congress? From 0 to 10.
About a 7.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving right along. Sir, I'm going to read you some actions the Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Can you please select 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally, okay, in the past few years? Invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship. Lower the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors. Set down $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. The other one is cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Invested $12 billion in food assistance program like SNAP and brought the unemployment rate down to historical low levels for Black Americans. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Does any of this have any impact on you personally or none of the above? Yes, sir?
I'm trying to remember the second to last one you said. It was
brought the unemployment rate down to historical low levels for Black Americans. That one, okay. And did you receive the check? The check that's sent out for $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan? No?
No, I didn't.
Did you benefit from the credit card late fees from $32 to $8? Neither?
Yeah, you can put that.
You do, okay. Now, that is
directly affecting me.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, sometimes in service like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. And once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or will you not vote if you have to choose today? Yes, sir.
Democratic candidate.
Okay. And which of the following statement comes closer to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? Here's the first one. We should invest in safety net programs that would raise Black families out of poverty. Second statement. We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. The first one or the second one comes closer to your opinion?
The second one.
Second one. Thank you, Sherry. And to finish this up, let me read to you again a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. Now, for each one, can you please tell me or rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10? A 10 means the statement is very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. A 5 means it's neither convincing or unconvincing, is neutral. And a 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Real quick, here's the first one. Costs are way too high, and it is time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy reach Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
8.
Okay. And gun violence is out of control in America. And Republicans in Congress send out thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates a red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. What number?
3.
Okay. Now, no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress wants to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. How convincing is that statement for you to select the Democrats for Congress from 0 to 10?
8.
Good. And while Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like the Congressman Hakeem Jeffries as a representative in Congress. Jeffries has woe to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first black speaker on the House and continue delivering for us. From 0 to 10, how convincing?
That's 8.
Okay. Convincing. And every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. But Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare and get rid of the Affordable Care Act and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanding coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans have health insurance coverage in 2023. What number, sir?
I would say a 10 for that.
Very convincing. Sir, let's finish this up. Okay. With just a few more questions. Once again, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on the scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated. What number?
8.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? For 0 to 10. 10 is a lot of power. 0, no power at all.
I would say like a 4 somewhere. Okay. Now.
Understood. Now, sometimes in service like these, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. But once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Democratic candidate.
Okay, and once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, can you please rate how well do you think it describes Democrats in Congress on the scale from 0 to 10? 0 means it does not describe well at all. And 5 means it's describing someone well, and 0, and 10 means it's describing extremely well. Brings down prices and make cost of living more affordable. What number, sir?
I would say 8.
Okay. And wants to build black wealth from 0 to 10.
It's 10.
Okay, thank you, Sherry. Now, okay, here we go. Sherry, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? How do you view yourself? And political issues?
Political issues, I would say progressive.
Somewhat?
Somewhat
or very
progressive. Somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent? Yes, sir?
I don't really know, bro. So, I mean, I would say Democrat.
Democrat? Okay. Are you not, you can see yourself.
Issues on the other side, though.
No, and I understand. A lot of people do some research before they make a decision, and that's very smart, you know. But do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong when it comes to a strong Democrat or not so strong? How do you consider yourself?
Not so strong.
Okay. And how will you describe, how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed?
Full-time.
Thank you, sir. And for who did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote? Did you vote in 2020 for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else?
I voted for Trump.
For Mr. Trump? Okay.
Last election.
And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. I have here some brackets. It's like 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 to 74,000, 75,000 to 84, 85 to 99, 100,000. To 249,000 or 250,000 or more. What was the total family?
100,000.
100 to 249? Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week? Once or twice a month? A few times a year? Or seldom? Or never?
Seldom.
Seldom. Very kind of you, sir, for taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure. Believe me, you help us a lot. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.